It seems, Jessica, that you are saying that Sotapanna has eradicated the idea of wrong view, so no more question, no more doubt, no more ignorance of realities as anatta. But before that, there is bound to be wrong view and no understanding of anatta. Therefore, there has to be some focusing or special practice in order to develop the understanding. So there has to be self-view in order to understand non-self-view or something like that. But in fact, self-view or focusing with wrong idea just leads to more self-view and more wrong focusing. If the dharmas, whether or not there's any view about them, are anatta, and the aim is to understand more about anatta, it has to be the beginning of understanding dharmas as anatta now, from the beginning.
I agree. So the right view and right thought is important, even for Sotapanna.
So then the question is then, why are you ambivalent about supporting these, like you said, these, some of these meditation centers that seem to not encourage right view? They seem to encourage wrong view almost, right, some of the practice.
How should I say? Because I find some, like, yogi needs help. Many yogi needs help physically and then mentally as well. Because I went to those centers before. So yeah. I'm really helping the yogis not to, in a way, not to help them to teach the wrong way.
What helped me a lot was when I realized that seeing, I couldn't stop seeing arise, right? You can't stop seeing arising. Even though it's a miraculous thing, amazing, as Phil was saying before, right? And it's the same with sati. You can't stop sati arising, right? No, because there's no one there. But it's the opposite idea when you're thinking there's something you can do that'll bring up sati. It seems to be against nature.
No one has ever heard about seeing. I'm talking about these people are people who, for example, in China, they have no contact of sixth sense door. They don't know what it is. They haven't heard about this. They haven't heard about the Dharma talk. Where do they go? They go to Myanmar. They come to Thailand. They go somewhere. They cannot just see online, read the book, read the sutta, and understand.
I think the question is whether the condition for developing understanding is hearing about the Dharma,
yes,
or doing the practice.
Mm-hmm. Which you can't find in, for example, like China.
Well, let's forget about China anywhere. I mean, there's ignorance. A lot of people, even in a Buddhist country, may not have actually heard Dhamma as such. So the question is the right condition for developing understanding hearing the Dhamma, or is it following an instruction for practice, or both?
I think it's both, right? There is initial introductory. I mean, I find it depending on the on people's karma. They're bound to get into one way or the other, and then from there they find their own way.
Okay, well, I think we all agree there needs to be hearing the Dhamma,
yes,
first, as a very first step, right?
Right.
And then?
Yes.
After that?
But the thing is, with whom and where you hear from is very important. Right? So...
But just in general terms, having heard the Dhamma, how does understanding develop? What are the further conditions for the development of understanding apart from hearing about dhammas? And
They reflect, they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To think if it makes sense.
Right.
And it's not easy to just through reflection. For example, we're talking about real reality. So seeing, you know, people, I don't know how each of you are, like myself, I know, just really understand seeing is seeing.
Right.
It's not, you know,
no,
easy.
But to understand seeing and seeing, does it need to be selected, or is there seeing anyway?
Of course seeing anyway.
Right, so having...
No, you don't have to go to meditation center.
Right.
Right.
Because dhammas are what are appearing, arising now,
mm-hmm,
like seeing invisible objects.
Mm-hmm.
So what other sort of factors would be necessary, apart from hearing the Dhamma, reflecting on it, and understanding intellectually what the teaching is?
It is contemplate, and then aware of each moment now, whatever arises now.
Who is aware?
The awareness itself.
Not you.
Not you. Not I. Mm-hmm. Right?
Would you like to hear the truth?
Yes.
Would the others like to hear the truth as well?
Of course.
So tell them the truth of this moment. Don't think that they couldn't understand, so why talk about the other thing is much better. No, the truth is the best thing. No matter how much they can get it, but the truth is the truth. For example, if you talk about the truth of life now, seeing, if they do not like to hear about it or they are not interested at all, it's useless for them. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to understand the truth of seeing, visible object, and hearing. It is against their accumulation, mm-hmm. because they just want to get something.
So if they're not interested in that, but they like the idea of meditation, this means that no matter what you try to tell them later, it's not going to
follow anyway. Yeah. Right.
What's the second truth of the Noble Truth?
Cause of suffering.
What is that?
Tanha.
Tanha, attachment.
Right.
Is it easy to know Tanha now? Why not?
Easy.
Easier.
What is smarter? Panya or Tanha?
Tanha is smarter.
Yes.
See? So
Tanha is smarter.
Yeah. But
crafty.
Yeah. Like a fox.
Does anyone know the craftiness of it?
Only Panya.
Of Tanha. See? So at moment wanting something, no self, no one. It's only the master.
Tanha.
Tanha is the master. From morning up to now, you cannot get away from the master. The only thing is understanding, which sees that it's different from right understanding. There cannot be the understanding of the nature of seeing, which arises and falls away by conditions, even how much one tries and tries to do, sitting, concentrating, contemplating at all, because it's the matter of listening to that, to the person, to the one who has enlightened the truth of everything. And with great compassion, out of great compassion, we have opportunity to hear about the truth of reality right now. And if there is no understanding about the truth of reality right now, it's only one's own speculation, just wanting to do this and that in order to have it. But that is not the condition for having the panya to know and understand better and better, developed on and on. To be like Pahiya that you just quoted. Mm. Seeing is not you.
Right.
See? So what is it?
Seeing.
It's only a moment in lifetime by conditions. And it's completely gone and never come back. Mm-hmm. All conditioned reality just arise. Very, very temporarily, very, very short, and then gone. Never come back. And clings instantly to everything which has arisen.
And it's already arisen. And
right.
This is a chance to understand it.
So no need to try to have anything arise, because now it has arisen. Our reality is conditioned. There is no moment without it, but no understanding.
So to better understand the master, right. Tanha, right. We have to accept that the master has already arisen and not run away from it, but better understand it.
Where's the master now? Where's the master in the morning? Where's the master at
arising.
Moment of eating?
Six sense dwarf, arising.
Right.
So, Chan, if there's no understanding about the importance of understanding what appears now, then it's just Lopa doing the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever ideas we have about practice is just the result of wrong understanding and attachment.
Lopa is there. Because Lopa cannot understand reality, but it just want to understand or want to know. So it drags one away from understanding reality right now.
Even just a little effort, a little attention to whatever is arising at any doorway, it's Lopa. Even just studying the text in order to have more understanding, it's Lopa, so it sneaks in all the time.
That just reminds me that I heard Tom once ask a question jokingly, what's the shortcut? And you answered, the shortcut is Lopa.
Lopa.
Right.
Remember that, Tom?
I deny it.
You were joking. You were being tongue-in-cheek.
So I want to, you're saying wanting to study text to have more understanding is Lopa. So
trying to have understanding.
Trying to have is
Lopa.
Interest chanta, you know, if natural interest, no expectation, so that's chanda, right?
Well, it can be chanda with sati or chanda with Lopa, so only Panya can know at any moment. But so often it's Lopa disguised as Panya or Lopa disguised as Chanda. Mm-hmm. And people often quote a sutta about needing to have Chanda or needing to have the wishful results first, but it's Lopa.
I mean, do you want to have Chanda, Kusla Chanda? Just understand what it is, right?
I think people think that if the Chanda is Kusla, then it's okay. So they would like to be able to tell whether the chanda is kusala or not. But of course, only developed panya can know the difference between kusala and subtle agusala. So
like
for us, it's probably mixed a lot of agusala with the kusala. Different moments, of course.
Like even now, there can be kusala chanda interest in what one's hearing or discussing, and then there can be Lopa trying to get it, trying to understand. So anytime it's the same. So it's not just when one goes to a meditation center, even now, moments of chanda, moments of Lopa. Only Panya can know.
My assumption is all day long we have moha, so the very few moments of understanding in a whole day, everyday life. So most likely there are Lopa all the time accompanied with moha. So the true understanding or true chanda, wholesome chanda is where this is.
Does that come from doing a technique though? Does that wholesome kusala come from any technique? Is there any technique that's available in the world? Any step-by-step process where one can develop kusala chanda?
No, I don't think so. Kusala chanda, no.
You said that usually there are always Lopa and
Moha.
Right? Mm-hmm. Even in the meditation center?
Yes, of course. I didn't say it's not. Mm-hmm. Right.
Is there any difference between ditti out of meditation center and in meditation center? There are two words, ditti and silapata brahmasa. Mm. So ditti is wrong view, but when it's wrong practice, it's silapata brahmasa. Not just having wrong understanding, but follow the wrong understanding too.
Do you know that one, Roxanne? Silabhata paramasa. It means attachment to rules and rituals.
Wrong practice, basically.
And that might include certain techniques. Might. That's what I think. But.
Or includes.
It does include any technique.
Ditti is just view, but if...
Wrong view.
Wrong view.
Okay.
Silabhata paramasa is that wrong view incarnated as doing something special, some sort of...
Okay. So
some sort of... You're doing whatever's wrong, okay. Thinking that that's the right path. Do Buddhists have it? Silabhata paramasa, do you think?
Do you mean by Buddhists?
Buddhists
good
in the
question.
World.
Good question.
Buddhists
well
in the
done,
world.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Do young children, 7 years old, 8 years old, playing in the park, do they have silabhata paramasa?
Well,
yeah. No. See, they don't because they're not trying to get some attainment.
No.
Silabhata paramasa
okay.
Is related to something spiritual where you're thinking that this is the path to get somewhere.
Okay.
So children playing in the park, fighting with each other, laughing, joking, they're not having silabhata paramasa.
Okay.
Buddhists, on the other hand, may, when they're doing many rituals, may be having silabhata paramasa.
The word silabhata itself just means ceremonies, or it's not in it, so it's only the paramasa, silabhata
wrong
paramasa.
View.
Oh, because here there's a sutta I have about silabhata, which is actually referring to kusala cheetahs.
Kusala.
Here, one says that purity is not by view, by learning, by knowledge, or even by virtuous contact and vows. Silabhata. Not by absence of learning. So I think that silabhata on itself just means ceremonies. It's only when it's not akusala in itself.
Do you mean that silabhata paramasa is not wrong view?
Silabhata paramasa is wrong practice, yes.
Wrong view too?
Wrong view too, yes.
Mm, but different.
But silabhata, just silabhata, the first part, not silabhata paramasa, but just silabhata itself means just ceremony. It doesn't mean, so only when it's silabhata paramasa does it mean wrong view or wrong practice. For example, I have
Excuse me. Can there be only silapata without brahmasa?
It seems that there can, because here I have a Pali verse where referring to silabhata.
What is sila and what is pata?
Well, sila is sila, so deed or action. And bata means what?
Vata or pata is the same,
yeah.
I think.
What does it mean, is it?
Just what one does.
What one does, right. Yeah. So silabhata just means what one does, or ceremony or deed. So only, so it doesn't in itself. One can follow any ceremony, but
and
it depends.
And paramasa is moment of following.
Following, right. But I think the indication is paramasa following with wrongly, following with a wrong view.
Who can eradicate silabhata paramasa?
The sotapanna, yes, with wrong view.
Can there be silabhata paramasa while one developing the path?
Not at path moments.
Not at that moment,
not
but
moment.
Can there be?
Yes,
coming in.
Yes,
yeah,
any
sure.
Time until they're
yeah.
Eradicated.
So even attention, wrong attention, is silabhata paramasa.
Mm-hmm.
Even subtle
right.
Wrong attention.
Mm-hmm.
Feels right trying to know the
attention, like any akusala, no,
like trying to know the characteristic now of seeing.
Oh, that
that would be silabhata paramasa in a subtle way.
That sotapanna can eradicate that.
So there must be ditti,
certainly, because it's
subtle
not
ditti.
Yet completely eradicated.
But maybe not at that moment. It may be.